Rabbanu b'shava beit aviyah prat l'shemeres yabam. Thank you very much. The shemeres yabam does not go back to eat truma. Can you rail the prat muberes? Well, I didn't. I can learn this from Makabu Chaimer. Mabam b'akum shloas l'vav min arishim l'vav min asheru l'poit min ayibum. By yibum, the fact that she has a child from a previous marriage is not absolvable from yibum. Still, also uber she yolud, but if she has an uber, she doesn't go to yibum. So b'akum shloas l'vav min arishim l'vav min asheru l'poit min atruma. By truma, having a child from a previous marriage does not let her go back to her father's house, even though her husband died now without children. So for sure, a fetus should for sure pass over from going back to truma. We find that in another case, that yibum is more strict. That is the fact that if the child is alive at the time of the husband's death and then he dies, she doesn't follow the yibum. Truma doesn't have that lenience, that strictness. So therefore, we cannot make a kavu chaimer to say that yibum is more strict than truma. I'm sorry, that truma is more strict than yibum, because in other ways, yibum is more strict than truma. That's why I need a pasuk to say that a mubaris does not go back to her father's house. You have to write Mubaris. You have to say Zeila. Today's learning is sponsored with Zecha Nishmas. You should Tiru Bashol Nata on the day of a Yartzeit. May the learning be a Schusra Nishama, sponsored by Mr. and Mrs. Zalman Dorfberger. That's the same Mubaris. And it has to say Bezerayla. Because Rahmana Bezerayla, because Khat Gupa Vashta Trey Gupi. That's because she got married, she was one person, now she's two people, she has a kid. I'm embarrassed and Mikara Khat Gupa Vashta Khat Gupa, she's one body, eh, Matehu. Srika, that's why I mean the Vichy Khashmana Mubarak, the Mikara Gupa Srika, she's an empty body, Vashta Gupa Malya, now she's a full body. Abazerayla, the Mikara Gupa Srika, the Hashta Gupa Srika. The beginning she was an empty body, and now she's an empty body. Tzricha, that we say in both cases, she doesn't go back. Simon, Amalei, Lenasa, Masa, Mamisa, Nasa, Lenasa, Vlad, Biyabim, Truma, Yibim, Truma, Simon. Basically, the Gemara has four halachas. Four halachas that vary between a case of Yibim and a case of Truma. Number one is, if her husband dies and she has a child from a previous marriage, she does not go back by Truma. Number two is, if she has an Uber, she does not go back by Truma. And that's true by Yibum as well. She doesn't go to Yibum. Number three, if the child dies by Yibum, she does not go to Yibum. By Truma, she does go back to Truma. And also, those are the two halachas that they vary. Not four halachas, two halachas, I think. Amalei, Rabbi Yehuda Miskartala, Rabbi. Leinasa Mesim Kachayim Linyu Yibum. We shouldn't have a child who dies after the husband died fall to Yibum. Should not pass her from Yibum. Mikav HaKlamer. Ma'ab v'malkim sh'asav v'lad min arishin k'v'lad min asheni l'poistim min atruma l'yosim meisim k'chayim. V'malkim sh'lo yosav v'lad min arishin k'v'lad min asheni l'poistim min Yibum. By Yibum, an original child does not absolve from Yibum. In addition, l'yosim meisim k'chayim. Tamad l'yosim d'r'chal d'ar'chi no'yim v'chol l'yosim v'yisrael sh'olam. I have to change something on that test, if you don't mind. What, you already did it? So I'll tell Baruch Hamaisha. In number one, it's not four halachas, it's two halachas. Just change that. So it says there, Chadak, Yidayim v'chavon l'shtiv v'seh shalom. V'nasem esim k'chayim linyan truma mikav v'chaymer. By truma, we should say if the child dies, she shouldn't go back to truma. By Yibum, the fact that she has a child from a previous marriage does not affect her Yibum. But if the child is alive at the time of death, even if he dies later, there is no Yibum. So by Truma, a previous marriage child does keep her from Truma. If the husband dies and leaves the child, she should never be able to go back. Patrick says, look at her now. Why don't we say that if she has a child from a previous marriage, she should be parted from Yibum? By truma, we say if the child dies afterwards, she can go back and eat truma. Still lost of Vlamina Rishin, Vlamina Shein, if she has a child from a previous marriage, she cannot eat truma. So, Malkim Shas and Mason, Kachayim Vinya Yibam. By Yibam, if the child dies, she still doesn't go to Yibam. In addition, also Vlamina Rishin, Vlamina Shein, that if she has a child from a previous marriage, she should not go to Yibam. Amalim Ben Einloi. He doesn't, it goes by the husband. He doesn't have children. Well, anyway, I don't care that she has children from a previous marriage. Yibam depends on his having children. But now, by truma, we should say if she has a child from a previous marriage, it should not stop her from going back to truma. If the child dies, she doesn't fall to Yibam. But a previous child doesn't stop her from falling to Yibam. So, welcome to the other Mason Bechayim Linyan Truma. By Truma, if the child dies, she does go back to Truma. In addition, the Nasa Blamina Rishon Kablamina Shani, she should go back to Truma even if she has a child from a previous marriage. Tamalama Ein Lava Yeshla. Bottom line is, by Truma depends on her, by Yibuma depends on him. By Truma depends at the current state if she has children or not, and by Yibuma depends on the time of death if she had children or not. So therefore, because of the different psukim, they have different halakas. Had no love gash mutaris, had no love gash mutaris, had no love gash mutaris. Isha shahar l'chbaylam dina tayam, a woman whose husband went to a faraway country. Ubal v'amr lo meiz baylach, and they came and they told her husband died. One aid, but this is since she got married back akhba baylach. At the end of the Gemara, the reason for this is because we rely on her independent investigation. And if she didn't do a good enough job, as it's obvious that he came back alive, we throw the book at her. That's an incentive for her to make sure she does a very good investigation. She goes out from both husbands, second one biblically, first one rabbinically. She doesn't have the ksuba, nor does she get reperished the fruit, nor does she get any foods like loss or worn out clothing. From Dr. Mizam is that taxer, to the point that if she took it, she has to give it back. Avlad Mamze Mizam is that from the second one biblical, from the first one if she stays married to him, rabbinic. Why is that a time of law? If they're Kahanim, they can't be Matamah to her. She's not a kosher wife. But why is that a time of law? They have no rights in her, not to get her Matiah, not to get her earnings, and not to get her to be nullified in the Dharam, and that's to make sure that this husband, that this marriage breaks up quickly, because he has no financial incentive in this as well. Biblically, because she's a Zayna, even though she didn't mean anything bad, but Bamaisa, she's a Zayna. That's a Knas. That's biblical. And neither of the Yarshim are entitled to Ksubas Benedichrim, which is what happens if the woman predeceases her husband. When the husband dies, her children get the Ksuba before the regular Yerusha. Here there's no such halacha. The Meitzu, if they both died, first one's brother does Chalitza biblically, we don't allow Yibum rabbinically, and the second one's brother does Chalitza rabbinically. Because, in truth, he could marry her. It's a stranger. It's not related to him. It's not his brother's wife. But rabbinically, we consider it his brother's wife, and we tell him he has to give chalitza, and he cannot marry her. Reb Yaisi does not punish her ksuba. He says she gets a ksuba from the first husband. He gets the rights of a husband. We don't take it away from him. And we allow Yibum by the brother. If she stays married to the first husband, we don't make him a mamzer. If she got married without the special waiver of Bezin, but by two item, we allow her to go back. She's in a shaygig or a nusra, and we let her go back. However, right, this is a Bezin takes a tournament on carbon. As far as the second husband is concerned, she has to leave either way. If she relied on Bezin, she doesn't bring her carbon, according to our Mishnah. And if she relied on Edom, she does bring her carbon. Bezin told her to get married, and she went, she was Mazana. She's high of the carbon because all Bezin said was she's allowed to get married. Bezin never allowed her to have any relationship out of marriage, and therefore she cannot say she relied on Bezin. Since the Sefer is talking about Shloi B'Shus, which means Shloi B'Shus Bezner L'Be'edem, V'Chlau D'Reishim B'Shus Bezner L'Be'edechad. Alma Eidechad Nemon. So we see that there's a trust to an Eidechad. And at the beginning, the Gemara seems to think that's biblical. T'nanami, Hukzim Kulias Mesim Eid M'Pi'eid. We rely on a second-hand witness. V'Ishim M'Pi'isha, even if the witnesses are women, V'Ishim M'Pi'evad M'Pi'shivcha. Alma Eidechad Mehemen. T'nanami, Eidechad Aymer Chalti Chalav, who I'm a loy Chalti. And Eid says you ate chaylub, and he says I didn't eat putter. Time and number loyal qualities because he denied it. Or ishtik mehemen, but if he keeps quiet, it's believed. I'll made echa mehemen. So we see we trust in Eid echa for a guy to bring a carbon. The question is, with the right to me no longer. What is the source biblically? The Tanya. Oy hoy de ilum katasai. He found out about his sin, but loy shidu acherim. Yako abishen the makishin ye putter. Even if he doesn't deny it, time and loy mo yu hey de ilum. Nikol mokum. Hoydeilov means he finds out anyway. What was the, you told me, Yanki, of chat from art school, that what was the drushes?
Yeah, Yoda
was Hoydeilov, I think.
Yeah.
One pasuk means he has to find out, and one pasuk means he can be told. He has to find out himself. So the answer is that if he finds out, if he denies it, he's putter. If he admits it, he's chayav, because we believe the eight at this point. If two eight him come and he doesn't deny it, why do I need a putter? We see we trust in eight echad. Something you might be my mission to mehemen, no mission to trust of yustika kaidodamya. Maybe it's by keeping my quiet, he's admitting that it's true. And he's bringing the carbon because of his admission. Hey, that's a cutty safer. Amru shnayim achalti chaylev. Two people tell me, eight chaylev, one meloy achalti pater. Meir mechayev. Amr a meir kavachaymer, if you ate shnayim with a misa chamura, two ate him, get him killed. So if you use a carbon akal, there shouldn't be mechayev and mekarbon. Amr loy ma yirtzloy memezer easy. He has a migu, he could have said, I ate memezer, so therefore we can't make him bring a carbon. So reisha, my time akal mechayev rabbonim. So why the reisha is he chayev? Elam mishum the mehemen is because of the trust of the eight echad. But trei ba'almi, I forgot the gemakas lo inu mehemni. By two, we always trust him against his denial of kapatu rabbanon. So how could one eight be more severe than the second eight? Erev mishum the ishtik. Oh, I'm mishum the ishtik because he keeps quiet. The shtiki kaidad on him. So therefore, this is not a good source that an eight echad believed. But we know an eight echad believed. The mishnah said an eight echad believed. Right now, chal techelov is no longer a raya. Because if he keeps quiet, it's not shtiki kaidah. So that proof that Eid Echad Naman is removed from the table. But on my side, Mishnah believed in Eid Echad. Not only did it believe in Eid Echad, it believed in Eid Mipi Eid and Eid Mipi Isha of Eved Mipi Eved. We believed everybody. Where is the source for that? We're being matur and Eishas Ish. Dr. Gemara Svarohi. It's a Svarov. Midida Havya Katicha Sabuch and Kailu Sabuch Roshoman. In life, you trust people. People tell you something is kosher, you eat it, right? It's a riot. You can trust in Eidechad. Om Eidechad Vamir Barli Nishuman Udum Ha'eman. So you trust Eidechad in life. In fact, the Gemara Hasim the Chazik Yisura. There he's telling you something you don't know at one point was different. Hachas Chazik Yisura the HSS. She was a married lady. He's changing a set thing. He's going against the Chazak. And Eidechad is not Nemon against the Nishchazik. He's not Nemon against something that's a Chazak. Secondly, Vein Davish Shabarva Pachas Mishnayim. This is a Davish Shabarva. This is permitting a woman to get out of a marriage. This is heavy stuff. Well, yeah, Davish Shabarva, we need to wait him. So to Gemara Halidamda, El Chaticha, in fact, this is part of the Kasha. El Chaticha, the Vadai Chaylev, we know for sure it's Chaylev. I'll say that I'm barely the Shuman Havadulay Mehemen. If we know it's Chaylev, we have a Chazaka, this is Chaylev, and in comes an Eid Echad, he's not believed they're going to have the Chazaka. So to Gemara, that's not a Raya. Because if we know it's chaylev, and 200 people come in and say chuma, we don't believe them. Maybe an eid echad is believed against the chazaka, and against maybe an eid echad is believed against the chazaka. The only reason an eid echad is not believed to say chaylev is chuma is because chaylev is chaylev, and even 100 people can't change the fact. But over here, we don't know the fact; it might have changed. So maybe an eid echad is believed to say that things have changed. Dr. Gemara, we need to have that tevel hegdish and kanamas. We see we trust people for tevel hegdish and kanamas. It's a raya that we believe in Eid Echad even to change things. Dr. Gemara holds. Hi, tevel hegdish. What is the case that you believe a guy for tevel? Each day, you should be yadu l'safnoi. There's a rule that biyadu takes off the ischazik. Ischazik is what says you don't trust in Eirechon against the established fact, but the fact that he has the ability to remove it makes that established fact weaker. And therefore, we would trust him to say that he removed it because he had the ability to remove it. Right? We trust a woman to say she bought kosher meat because she had the ability to buy kosher meat. We trust a person to say he shechted the animal because he had the ability to shecht the animal. That's called biyadai. Right. El of the Akar, so Mike Sever, Ik Sever, Taimishalash Chavera, Ainat Sarab Das Vailim. If you hold that somebody lays Truma from himself and his friend, does not need the owner's permission, should be under the Saknoid. He is to be under. Ik Sever, Tarab Das Vailim. The Amar no Yadana made the Masakin. And he knows that the guy fixed the Hebrew from an Olam, who says he's believed to testify about somebody else. Same thing, Hegdish Nam. Ikdush is Namim. Is a panic of bias from the other woman's outside. He could redeem it. So even though it's Ischazik to be Hegdish, but he has Biyadai that removes the Ischazik. Ikdush is Haglov. If it's a carbon, either damage from the other is Shulala, he can be Shail, take off the nether. El Diachar, Yami Yadana made the Ishnubay. Morele, I know the owner did it, Hebrew from an Olam, who says he's believed. Kanamas Nami, by Nadir also. Iksaba Yash Mi'ilah B'Kanamas, that Mi'ilah is like, that Kanamas is like Hegdish, enough to the point that if a guy used it, he would be Iver Mi'ilah. Right, Mishim Yas, Kedush Yisdam, Naksuluhu, and it's like Hegdish, Mishim Yadu Levdaisa, Iksaba Yash Mi'ilah B'Kanamas, Nisir Ba'almahu, the Rakhavu Wakasve. It's just that Isir has nothing to do with Hegdish, either damage from the other Yisulalei. He has the ability to remove it. El Diachar, the Amra no Yadana Ishamar Ale, I know that the owner removed it. He grew from an Ella. Amrab Zayra mitrachay meshach martala b'soivva, hekaltala b'tchila. Because of the severity at the end, we were made with the beginning. Meaning, it's pashtas, Rashi Shita Thurachas, is we removed it, avkinu kadushin rabbanaminei. If an Eirecha comes, based together with her investigation, by the fact that we're throwing the book at her, if she's wrong, we're willing to do Avkinu Rabbanan the Kedusha Minei. Tosfos learns that Rabbanan sometimes have a right to be Eiker Deraisa, and that's what they did over here. And some say that this is biblical. The fact that she has, I forgot the third Chita. There was a third Chita. That's Rashi and Tosfos, and I spoke out a third Chita, which slipped my mind. Anansadi, the Ritva said that we're willing to testify that he's dead based on Eid Echad and her investigation. To us, it becomes a fact that we're willing to say it happened. What?
How's that different than the first thing?
It's not rabbinic, it's biblical. If we have witnesses, we are the witnesses. Sometimes
where,
best.
Where in the verses does it say that?
You believe to aid him. There's a concept called Anansadi. If we know something happened, that's just like witnesses. We know what happened. Bethan knows it happened. That's what we dwell on. Thank you. Don't be strict and don't be mako. They have the iguna factor over here. Take them as
having that. And that's not enough with a lechad?
What, iguna?
Yeah.
Iguna is not a heter. Iguna is a reason to be mater. Iguna doesn't provide a legal heter. Iguna is a rachmana. Therefore, we look for it. How do you work biblically? How does it work? The Torah says you need to weigh them. It's not true. You need to weigh them. That's because it's biyada. Or it's not against the nischazik. There's no chazaka that it wasn't kosher. Doctor Gemara Vayter, Taitzim is having the Amar Rav Lo Shonu Shnis is Beit Echad. But this is Rabbi Shnei Edim Lo Taitzim. The Gemara thinks at this point she doesn't leave her second husband. They chuckled. He's here. How can you say she stays married to the second husband? We don't recognize the husband. So if there's one aid, why shouldn't she go out? She got married. We were with this guy, he is the husband. You don't recognize him. It's possible. Yosef recognized his brothers and they did not recognize him. He had a beard and therefore they didn't recognize him. So it's possible people change over the years. But they don't recognize. It's still two Edom against two Edom. Right, two Edom said he died, and two Edom is saying this is the man. So how could she get married? I call love Ashim Toli call you. Whoever lives with her, he has to bring in Ashim Toli. Amrav Sheshes Goshen, this is Lechad Meidah. Who knows that the guy is dead, and therefore to him there's no Ashim Toli. Nothing about he goofed Ashim Toli Kaima, but she doesn't know. She's sure. Ashim Toli is only for people that are not sure. Nothing about Yalkamai Lamamra. So what's the Kiddush? Filler of Menachem Rabbi Yossi Lechamach Shubhobe and Makachnissus. Even Rabbi Nachum Rabbi Yossi only said that we break up a marriage is after both sets of Edom, and then she married one of the Edom. But this is like a full Edom, but she married first by Omar. He agrees. Once she got married to one of her Edom, before the second pair of Edom come in, we don't break up the marriage because there's no reason to break it up. Both of those parties are sure that they're not living in sin. The Tanya Shneimim and Meis, Shneimim Loy Meis. Shneimim and Nisgash, Shneimim and Loy Nisgash. Arzuboy Tanase, she shouldn't get married. But this is Loy Tetzay. And he explains himself. When do I say they break up the marriage? When two Edom came and then she got married. So what's Rav's case? He's coming to say that even if she gets married after both sets are Edom here, she marries one of the Edom and she's sure we don't break up the marriage. Because I'm rich, just the opposite. Time is that it's Zakach Bo Edom. I have a Bo Edom Zakach. This is Tetzi, we break up the marriage. Come on, Kareb Nachum Reb Yaisi. Masa Brava. Minayim Shloi Ratz, if the Kain doesn't want to divorce his wife, Daphne, we force him. Tamalon Reb Kiddash Nebal Karkai. Now, that's pushed that way. Why does the Torah have to write it? Obviously, we're talking in the case of Trey Utrey. And by a Kayan, right, we would break it up, right? We would break it up, talking about a case that now he's dead. The question is, what is he dead when the Kayan married her? And because he's a Kayan, we would break it up. So we see we break up the marriage, even though it's Trey or Trey. So the Gemara is the Kahuna Shani. That's different, because by Kahuna we're more Machmer. Even by Trey or Trey, by Yisroel, if she marries one of her Edom and says Borili, we wouldn't break up the marriage. By a Kayan we do, because it's our responsibility to keep the Kayanim pure. We look for Edom. When the first set comes in and says the husband died, we start looking around to see are there contradictory Edom. It becomes our job to try to ascertain if it's true or not, where usually we rely on Edom and don't go any further. She got married after the second set of Edom come in. Ravashi says, Lotetza means she goes back to her first husband. She has two Edom, she goes back to her first husband, like our Mishnah said. Fracting of our Amarav Chadazim, that not Mrs. Schleibichus Mutarak Labs alive. The Amar Abu Namar Rav Halchiyokasa, the Paschal Agar Mishnah. So the Gemara, you're right. Rav only said it once. Chazam Mekvod Chavetiyimar. He said it once, and we derived the other one from there. Fine. We are going to start Amar Shmuel again tomorrow. Rav Hashem tomorrow at 6 o'clock.